Mula Nakshatra, experience, association versus dissociation. Some individuals experience life through association, fully immersed in emotions, bodily sensations, and direct engagement with their environment. Others lean toward dissociation, mentally or emotionally stepping back to observe, detach, or protect themselves from intensity. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, detachment, karmic separation, and associated with Niriti, goddess of destruction, surrender, and endings, is inherently inclined toward dissociation, but not in a passive or escapist sense. These natives often enter life through profound emotional or psychological intensity, and their instinct is to pull away in order to understand, survive, or transmute. For Mula, dissociation is often a gateway to deeper truths. It allows them to observe what others avoid and to unearth what lies beneath appearances. However, when safe and aligned, Mula can shift into powerful association, engaging fully with their body, emotions, or healing work, but always with conscious intent. Planetary placements in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses reveal how this balance manifests. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the dissociation is identity-based and karmic. These individuals may feel detached from ego, personality, or surface-level roles. In Mula, Ketu dissolves self-attachment. They often feel like observers in their own lives. If Ketu is in the 10th, this plays out publicly. They may appear mysterious, ungrounded, or strangely distant in leadership roles, often working behind the scenes or through intuitive channels. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the experience leans more toward association, especially in the emotional body. These individuals feel everything deeply, though they may still process in isolation. In Mula, Moon adds raw sensitivity. They may immerse in emotional experience before detaching to process or reset. If Moon is in the 10th, this vulnerability becomes more visible. They may seem emotionally present in public, but retreat inward when overwhelmed. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, dissociation becomes controlled and surgical. These individuals may act from instinct while remaining emotionally detached. In Mula, Mars sharpens their ability to cut ties. They move through intensity, not by feeling everything, but by clearing what no longer serves. If Mars is in the 10th, they appear bold and capable, handling crises without emotional collapse, often taking decisive action while remaining inwardly composed. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the dissociation is mental and observational. These natives often process their experience through language, analysis, or internal dialogue. In Mula, Mercury becomes the truth filter. They distance themselves emotionally in order to see clearly. If Mercury is in the 10th, this makes them excellent communicators or counselors, able to hold space for others without becoming entangled. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, dissociation is protective and structured. These individuals often wall off their emotional experience to maintain control or responsibility. In Mula, Saturn reinforces boundaries. They feel deeply, but rarely show it. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're seen as composed leaders, carrying intensity quietly, often sacrificing emotional expression for the sake of duty or endurance. Mula's experience of life is like walking barefoot through fire, feeling, withdrawing, then rising. These natives must often pull away in order to survive or understand. But their strength lies in returning, consciously and purposefully, when they're ready. Their growth lies in knowing when dissociation is wisdom and when association is healing. When integrated, Mula becomes the fearless witness, able to stand in the heart of dissolution, feel what's real, and still choose to engage with clarity, presence, and profound truth. Mula Nakshatra, approach. Matching versus mismatching. Some individuals move through life with a matching approach, seeking alignment, resonance, and coherence in relationships, systems, and beliefs. Others use a mismatching lens, spotting flaws, noticing what's false, and instinctively pulling apart what doesn't fit. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, detachment, radical discernment, and associated with Niriti, goddess of dissolution, destruction, and root truth, is naturally inclined toward a mismatching approach. These natives are instinctive truth cutters. They question, unravel, and challenge the surface until they reach the root. Their perception is not driven by a need to criticize, but by a soul-level commitment to stripping away illusion. Mula mismatches because it must, because something untrue or misaligned cannot stay. However, once falsehood is cleared, Mula can shift into a matching mindset, seeking coherence, healing, and integrity from the inside out. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how this cognitive approach shows up in daily life and public roles. If K2 is in the 1st or 5th house, the approach is deeply mismatching, especially at a personal or intuitive level. These individuals instinctively pull away from anything that feels false, roles, people, systems, or beliefs. In Mula, K2 gives soul-level discernment. They may seem detached or skeptical, but they're simply refusing to bond with anything untrue. If K2 is in the 10th, they're often seen as disruptors or quiet revolutionaries, those who question the norm and break cycles publicly, whether or not they seek recognition. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, mismatching becomes verbal and intellectual. These individuals are highly observant, often dissecting ideas, language, and logic to expose contradiction or manipulation. In Mula, Mercury adds sharp articulation. They mismatch with clarity, often expressing what others are afraid to say. If Mercury is in the 10th, they thrive in roles requiring analysis, truth-telling, or behind-the-scenes influence. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, mismatching becomes emotional and relational. These individuals feel when something is off, when a connection is energetically wrong or emotionally unsafe. In Mula, Moon makes them emotionally sensitive and reactive to misalignment. They may withdraw suddenly from relationships that no longer feel rooted. If Moon is in the 10th, they carry this into public life, intuitively sensing the tone of an environment and pulling back when it feels unstable or performative. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, mismatching becomes decisive and corrective. These individuals don't just notice what's wrong, they act on it. In Mula, Mars gives them the courage to sever ties or confront what no longer serves. If Mars is in the 10th, they become known as reformers, fixers, or spiritual warriors, those who initiate necessary disruption with force and clarity. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the approach becomes more matching. Though not superficially, these natives still question, but they're searching for ethical alignment or philosophical truth. In Mula, Jupiter softens the edge. They challenge, but also uplift. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may act as teachers or guides, matching principles to practice, helping others find wholeness after breakdown. Mula's natural intelligence is rooted in mismatch, not as rebellion, but as revelation. These natives are here to unearth, not to accept blindly. Their power lies in trusting what doesn't sit right and honoring the instinct to pull apart before piecing together. Their evolution comes when they learn that mismatching isn't meant to isolate, it's meant to clear space for truth. When balanced, Mula becomes the sacred challenger, unafraid to confront the lie and wise enough to rebuild what's real. Mula Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some individuals experience life in time, deeply present, emotionally reactive, and attuned to the intensity of the moment. Others live through time, perceiving life as a sequence of cause, effect, and karmic unfolding. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by K2, detachment, timelessness, karmic depth, and associated with Naredi, goddess of destruction and inner truth, leans strongly toward a through time orientation, though often in a non-linear, mystical sense. Mula natives perceive time as spiral, not straight. Their awareness stretches into the past, across lifetimes, ancestral patterns, and soul contracts. They are rarely fully in the moment, unless that moment contains something raw, real, or revelatory. However, during periods of emotional breakdown or intense transition, they can snap into in-time awareness, experiencing pain, clarity, or release with full immediacy. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence whether they process time reflectively or in emotionally urgent waves. If K2 is in the 1st or 5th house, the native's relationship with time is through time and inwardly karmic. These individuals often feel outside of linear time. They make choices based on inner knowing rather than immediate reward. In Mula, K2 deepens this timelessness. They may be unaware of clock time, but are attuned to cycles, endings, and returns. If K2 is in the 10th, their professional path may be unpredictable or deeply fated, shaped by forces beyond rational planning. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, time is experienced in time, emotionally and intuitively. These individuals are strongly affected by the present emotional atmosphere, often making choices based on feeling rather than foresight. In Mula, Moon adds emotional immediacy. They live in emotional now-ness, but may later reflect on the karmic roots of what unfolded. If Moon is in the 10th, they are emotionally responsive in public life, shaped by the present tone, yet drawn to solitude for integration. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, time becomes measured and strategic, leaning more through time. These individuals think ahead, track patterns, and communicate with awareness of timing. In Mula, Mercury sharpens their sense of when to act. They use past lessons to time their words and moves. If Mercury is in the 10th, they're seen as calculated, reflective communicators who speak with impact and often at pivotal turning points. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, time experience can shift between in-time reactivity and through-time correction. These individuals may respond immediately in conflict, but later reflect deeply on why. In Mula, Mars adds fire. They cut ties or act suddenly when they feel karmic urgency. If Mars is in the 10th, they may appear bold and timely, taking decisive action in public or professional life, often after long internal buildup. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the native operates strongly through time with a focus on legacy, discipline, and karmic responsibility. These individuals are rarely impulsive. They weigh their moves heavily. In Mula, Saturn brings gravity to time. They are painfully aware of what must end, and they often delay action until it's absolutely necessary. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're seen as slow-burning professionals, measured, steady, and shaped by the long arc of experience. Mula's time experience is spiral, soul-based, and transformational. These natives aren't concerned with speed. They are concerned with truth. Their actions, whether delayed or instant, often feel fated. Their growth lies in learning to balance the intensity of the moment with the wisdom of the cycle, knowing when to surrender, when to act, and when to let endings unfold. When integrated, Mula becomes the karmic navigator, rooted in soul time, able to honor both the pain of the now and the promise of deeper liberation across lifetimes. Mula Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are primarily driven by people, relationships, emotional connection, or social belonging. Others are motivated by activities, the process of doing, creating, solving, or transforming. Some feel drawn to places, specific environments that evoke memory, intensity, or spiritual grounding. And others are driven by things, material objects, tools, or systems that offer power, structure, or value. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, detachment, inner truth, karmic unraveling, and associated with Nirudi, goddess of dissolution and hidden power, is most deeply motivated by activities and places, particularly those connected to transformation, healing, or stripping things back to their core. These natives are seekers and destroyers of illusion. They're drawn to intense actions and sacred spaces that allow for release, regeneration, or root-level truth. While they may connect with people and use tools or objects meaningfully, their soul is fueled by what helps them go deeper. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how their motivations are shaped. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the motivation is inward and activity-focused, especially around deconstruction or introspection. These individuals are driven by an urge to undo, simplify, or purify. In Mula, Ketu intensifies the pull toward purposeful action, not to build more, but to strip away what isn't true. If Ketu is in the 10th, their career path often involves working behind the scenes, in research, healing, or shadow work. Roles that require peeling away layers rather than performing. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the drive toward activities becomes even stronger, especially physical, confrontational, or goal-oriented ones. These individuals are energized by action that results in breakthrough. In Mula, Mars gives them sharp focus. They're motivated by challenge, intensity, and solving what others avoid. If Mars is in the 10th, they often work in crisis roles, investigative fields, or high-stakes professions that demand courage and cutting through illusion. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, people may become a strong motivator, though often karmically charged. These individuals seek emotional depth in relationships, but may repeatedly experience loss, betrayal, or catharsis through them. In Moolah, Moon draws them into soul-deep bonds, not surface attachment. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional motivation extends to how they lead. They often feel compelled to guide or protect others, especially during emotional or transformational times. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 4th, 9th, or 10th house, places, especially sacred, ancestral, or intellectually potent ones, may become central to motivation. These natives are drawn to temples, forests, libraries, or emotionally charged locations where insight and release can happen. In Moolah, Jupiter adds moral and spiritual drive. They're motivated by places that evoke healing or awakening. If Jupiter is in the 10th, their public role often involves creating or holding space for truth through teaching, ceremony, life, or deep service. If Mercury or Rahu is in the 3rd or 10th house, things such as knowledge, tools, or systems may become part of the motivator, especially if those things help them communicate, deconstruct, or gain insight. In Moolah, Mercury sharpens mental activity. They may use language, logic, or metaphysical tools to support transformation. If Rahu is in the 10th, the drive for mastery or influence may become stronger, though they must eventually detach from status and focus on deeper purpose. Moolah's true motivation lies in uncovering what's real by burning away what's not. These natives aren't here to accumulate. They're here to expose, cleanse, and realign. Whether drawn to sacred spaces, raw experiences, or intense work, they are always reaching for what lies beneath the surface. When balanced, Moolah becomes the root worker, the soul diver, the fearless transformer, motivated not by gain, but by the raw, sacred truth that comes only through letting go.